starting in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Matthew 5, 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. By today's standards, Jesus describes an unusual situation by saying, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5, 5. Additionally, the Apostle Paul speaks of meekness when he describes Jesus as, or in 2 Corinthians 10, 1, says the meekness and gentleness of Christ. A casual reading of these verses today would give you a mental image of Jesus, of those who Jesus says will inherit the earth, and the Lord himself that is far from the original meaning of meek, common in Bible times. Today, we usually think of meekness as being quiet, easily imposed upon, submissive. However, the Greek word being translated, and I'm probably saying this wrong, praeus, was used to define a horse trained for battle. Wild stallions were brought down from the mountains and broken for riding. Some were used to pull wagons, some were raced, and the best were trained for warfare. They retained their fierce spirit, courage, and power, but were disciplined to respond to the slightest nudge or pressure of the rider's leg. They could gallop into battle at 35 miles an hour and come to a sliding stop at a word. They were not frightened by arrows, spears, or torches. Then they were said to be meek. To be meek was to be taken from a state of wild rebellion and made completely loyal to and dependent upon one's master. It is also to be taken from the atmosphere. It is also to be taken from the atmosphere of fearfulness and made unflinching in the presence of danger. These stallions became submissive, but certainly not spineless. They embodied power under control, strength, and forbearance. When Paul speaks of the meekness and gentleness of Christ, he is describing this kind of obedience. Jesus did not suffer on the cross because he was a doormat. He went to pay the price that had to be paid for all of us, including you and me. Another definition of praeus that was loosely translated from Aristotle's writings is that being meek is like owning a sword and knowing how to use it, but keeping it sheathed. I think this is an excellent example of this is played out in the account of the centurion in Luke chapter 7. Though he was a Roman soldier in a position of power and could have attempted to force Jesus to heal his servant, he does the opposite. He humbles himself, he calls him Lord, and sends the message, Lord, trouble not thyself, I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. In response to this, Jesus commends him for his faith. That is bold humility. That is meekness. Moses was meek. Numbers 12:3 says, Moses was very meek above all the men which were on the face of the earth. The historians Josephus and Artapanus tell us about Moses leading the Egyptian army into battle against the Ethiopians. Of course, they're non-inspired writers, but it's an interesting story. Later in life, though, through God's power, Moses brought the 10 plagues on Egypt and freed the Israelites, led them for 40 years, and brought them to the promised land. Except for a few instances where Moses lost his control, he is a great example of meekness. We are called to demonstrate power under control. We can forgive those who hurt us. We can withhold our spiteful replies. We can be the first to apologize. We can be servants to others. We can be meek. When Jesus needed to confront sin, hypocrisy, and abuse, he did so. He drove the money changers out of the temple. He told his prideful opponents, you are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires, John 8:44. When Pilate reminded Jesus that he could have him crucified, Jesus replied that Pilate had only the authority that was given to him from above. All of these things took courage and control. Jesus demonstrated the spiritual discipline to face confrontation without using his power to do so in a sinful way. Do you have a confrontation looming in your future? Maybe someone at work or school, someone at home, someone at church? The old nature may want to resort to spitefulness, prideful put-downs, or the cruelty of shutting that person out of your life. But God calls you to be meek. He urges you to speak in truth, in love, and leave the consequences to him. Christ is the one who follows, or who leads us forward to battle against the devil's influences in this world. We should go into this battle as those who charge into the face of danger when ordered to do so, let us be meek as war horses. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of the evil in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. Ephesians 6:10 through 13. If you haven't joined the fight tonight, this is your opportunity to be meek and joined into the Lord's army. To be ready, you need to hear Acts 2:37, believe Hebrews 11:6, and repent Luke 13:3, confess the name of Jesus and be baptized Acts 8:37 through 38. Or if you have fallen away from a life serving Christ and are unprepared for Jesus' return, or if you need the prayers of the congregation, please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.
Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Hast thou dominion o'er self and o'er sin? Is thy heart right with God? Over all evil without and within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Is thy heart right with God? Does each moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God.
You know, I just missed your classes.